And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hook Up. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sanders.
I've seen it before, and it like you say, it's happened forever, but it's still the coolest.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
It's special.
It is. It is, for sure. So, we're, yeah, fishing's good. We're excited.
And it's so cool. I mean, you have taken over an iconic boat. I mean, that it's got a lineage that is strong, dude. Like, it's
cool to get the text messages. I have a lot of respect for, you know, the guys who have done it before me.
Yeah. I mean, Steve P, for sure.
It
starts there, and he had it for,
you know, Joel Ralston was on the Grande a month ago or something, hanging out with James, and I get a text message, you know, that boat's never looked so good.
Oh,
and, you know, here's someone who ran the boat forever.
Right. Out of Seaforth.
Out of Seaforth. David Aqueda.
Yeah.
Sueño. He, in a Sueño way, you know, you're going to like how that boat fishes, you know.
Yeah.
And he's right. It is.
Like a sensei Yoda.
Totally.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
100%.
Right.
And it's.
And Booger, too.
And Booger, yeah.
Booger was a part of that boat for I don't know how long, but at least.
It's where I started.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
It's crazy.
Full circle, dude.
Full circle. 14 years old. So excited. The captain gave me his phone number on a piece of paper to come out and scrub the boat. And
is that how it all started?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. I was fish crazy. And, you know, my dad had to work. And so he dropped me off at 5:30 in the morning one morning. And, you know, I was just in awe of these guys, the deckhands. I just thought it was so cool. And so we had caught a few yellowtail. I had caught one. It was, you know, I was so happy. And one of the guys came up to me and he goes, you know, you can scrub. I was like, are you kidding me? So I scrubbed and it was just like, I was in it. You know, I was soaking wet head. You know, everyone knows the mission belt, we take spray.
But you were one of the boys.
But I was one difference. Of, I was
yeah,
one
right.
of, I was one of the guys. And when we got to the dock, Ryan came down and it was a notepad.
And you're talking Brian Kiyohara.
No. Booger.
Booger, okay.
Ryan, yeah. And on one side it said Ryan with his phone number, and on the other side it said 4 tomatoes, 3 heads of lettuce. You know, it was the galley supply list.
Really?
Yeah.
That. That's awesome.
And so I remember getting home, and the next day I, like, opened it up and, you know, grabbed the landline and called him, and he said, just show up with your boots, and that's
how it all started.
That all started.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then so you were on the bell back then for how long? Like,
so that was the first year he had owned it.
Yeah.
And I was there for like a summer. It was, we grew up in Car Mountain Ranch. It was hard. You know, my dad did construction. So to leave even earlier to get me to Seaforth, him go to the job site, come back, pick me up at 5:36, 7 o'clock.
Dude, it reminds me of Rock Hot Rick.
Yeah.
His dad. Same thing.
It was hard. And so then from there, I went to the Pacific Queen. Because then I could just be gone for 10 days.
And that's when Brian and Sam had it.
No, Bill Cavanaugh. They had just sold it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was with Bill Cavanaugh until I was 18. So that was 3 summers. And in that time, Brian came back and ran Pacific Queen. And he said, the day you turn 18, call me. And so when I turned 18, I called him, and that was it. American Angler, 7 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Lucky.
I mean, your demeanor and who you are, you carry yourself very well. I don't know how to say that properly, but I think in the fishing world, I think, dude, you have Brian, like, you've got the American Angler, like, stamped on your forehead. I mean, that's the way you carry yourself and your business. And
there's so many different ways to go in the fishing world. And I'm so thankful for the era I kind of came up with, the guys, Taro and Ray and Andrew and Bobby, these guys that I worked with, and the mentors. You know, running, you know, when I went back and ran the American Angler and calling Brian for an anchor job, hey, what do you think about this? Or running the Vagabond, being able, you know, being at Breakers and being able to call Mike Lackey, who's the master there, and get the, you know, exact to learning how to fish the Coronado Islands, being able to call Booger. I've always, you know, Sam Patella, I've always had the best advice I could ever ask for.
That's incredible, man.
And to this day, I still call. You know, what do you think about this? Is this a bad move? And they'll tell me, do not do that. You know, and, oh, okay, all right. You know, what do you think about this? And, oh, that's a better option.
And to be able to carry all that intel and all that goodness over to the Mission Bell, super stoked that you've taken over that operation. And Steve P, I mean, built a great foundation and had it going good, but to have you as a part of that is incredible. And anglers should be stoked. I mean, they should, do you leave at 5:30 in the morning? And
yep, 5:30 and. You know, when we get in, we get in.
And that's just the way it goes. That's the way it is today.
That's what, yeah. And, you know, and I, for people, I understand, it's expensive. There's no denying a full day trip is, you know, and now seeing the other side of ownership, you know, it's not that we're putting all this money in the account. It's what it takes to operate.
Right.
You know, it's SAC and insurance and all these different things. And so for me, I feel guilty to the point where we need to give them the most. If it's burning more fuel to go farther or to stay later, they deserve it because they're, you know, they keep our business rolling.
That's awesome. I mean, that's the right way to say it. And you, I mean, you spend almost every day of your life
spend a lot of
on
time
the ocean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's on the Bell, but you're also a commercial fisherman.
Yeah. It's
so, I mean, you know the ocean and you know the value for what an angler paying a ticket price should.
And an experience, you know, I don't necessarily go on a lot of fishing trips for vacation, but, you know, my family and I, we go on a big trip every year and you know what you want when you go on vacation. You know, you want people to be nice to you and friendly and learn your name. And
it sounds simple.
It does.
But
and
it's
easy
not
to get
always,
lost. It's easy to get lost, you know. Yeah. Not a bunch of crew members pushing you over, trying to cast a lure over you, you know, rather than rigging up people from Minnesota.
Right, exactly. That does happen. So it's good you have all that underneath you. So, I mean, that's charters too? I mean, is that a...
You know, I didn't think... We didn't do a lot of charters when I was on the San Diego. It was a lot of open party, and Steve had a pretty good charter business. And now we're like entering our charter season. You know, I think there's 6 or 7 open party days in August.
When you say charter season, I mean, that's like the glory days when if somebody's going to book a year out,
yeah.
July, August, like September. I mean, those are kind of,
yeah,
if you're going to throw a dart, that's like the month where you would do it.
And so yesterday we had a charter, it was a group of business owners that kind of do things together to kind of help spread their, but it was 25 people that don't fish that were just going for an outing. And we had the best day. Caught a bunch of yellowtail. We caught some groundfish, whitefish, calico bass. And it's really a cool boat to charter. 15 guys, 20 guys, you know, we take up to 30, but.
So like an open party booking out of the landing, there would be. Up
30.
To 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's the groups that, you know, take the boat for the whole day. And it's really cool. I'm a proponent of charters. We get to do what's best for the group. You know, maybe they don't want to catch yellowtail or they just want bites. And so we just go off and do what we do and catch fish and rockfish and have a good.
That's what a charter is all about, right? I mean, just the fellowship and having a good time, whether it's a construction crew. It could be a law office of some kind. You know,
we had
just
a father-son group the other day. San Diego Homebrew was the group.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, right? They brought some device to have a keg on the back deck because it was beer they made. And I recommend it. Company charters, construction, whatever. It's fun.
Right. No, that's definitely good times for sure. That's we're stoked to have you in studio for the next 2 hours, dude. I mean, just to share time, and I'm sure the listeners should be stoked as well. We're giving away a full day trip on the Mission Bell.
Perfect.
To come fishing.
Oh, that's awesome. Right? Yeah, well, thanks for that. What a generous thing to get to do. And looks like we had a little hitch in our giddy up on the app, but everything seems to be all clear. Good. And up and going and running out. You know, my IT skills are pretty high end. I come from the turn it off and turn it back on and hope it fixes itself routine.
Well, if you need anybody to jump in,
yeah.
I'm the guy.
And it didn't the first time, so I dug really deep into my bag of trips and I turned it on and off a second time, and we seem to be all good now. So my IT prowess is really getting high. You know, it's really another notch in the book. So
anybody that
thanks
knows
for
me,
hanging with us
anybody
there, boys.
Anybody that knows me, I might be a step above you, right? Like, not. All right.
Well, what an awesome opportunity, though, to go get fishing with Captain Cameron. And just like you say, the way that things have shaped up, and it just sounds like the islands are in a really healthy state. And, you know, outside of you having, you know, a bunch of your closest buddies fishing with you, it sounds like the volume of fish is certainly there and the grade of fish is there. And, boy, what a great setup to move forward for what will be a great sea. I mean, you know, there's bluefin close when you do go offshore, and the islands are fantastic when you get to put the anchor down somewhere, and it just seems like we're in such a good place right now.
It's happened.
Yeah, it really is.
Love it.
Like we said, Rick, we've got the next 2 hours to enjoy the time, and just, you want to give us a call? We're full 2 hours this morning on 97.3 The Fan, so we've got the man Hanby waiting for your call at 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text via the app. You got a question or a comment for Cameron, Captain Cameron.
Yeah,
right?
Lots of good texts already coming through this morning, too. It's going to be
so cool.
Fun one. It's a busy morning, but we got a couple hours to be taking your calls and texts, so we're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
And as mentioned, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Mission Bell. So if you want to join us again, 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back. More from Captain Cameron when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star Sport Fishing. Or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, backed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Ghost, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as mentioned, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Mission Bell of Captain Cameron. And you want to join us, 833-288. Lines are full.
But yeah, good luck getting through today, boy.
0973. Or send us a text via the app. There's a ton where I was just looking at them all. It's loaded up. But, yeah, send us a text via the app, and we're having a fun morning, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to give a thanks to the whole family out there. Everybody knows when Rick's behind the board and there's a problem. I had a lot of buds side texting and texting through the app about volume not working, so appreciate everybody keeping us on track, but glad to hear things are up and running and looking forward to a fun one. And phones are absolutely packed. Corey, let's jump into them.
How about Ed? Ed Kalm from University City. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Ed.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, guys. I've got a question. These boats, you know, go out on a day and a half, you know, and they're able to catch some big fish. Now, are those fish, are they processed on the boat, or do you have to take it to Five Star or something like that?
Fish processing on the boat, is that...
So for a,
for cleaning and stuff, you know.
Yeah, this is for a day and a half.
Yeah, a day and a half and overnight.
Well, with Cameron being on the full day, I mean, most guys with it, take them home and do them themselves.
It's half.
Yeah,
we cut half the fish on board.
Yeah,
half go home whole or Gillen gut it or something.
Right, right.
And then I think for a day and a half trip, I think it varies by the boat. It's boat by boat, you know, circumstances, whether they cut or process.
I think your best move is just to get in touch with, you know, the either the landing or the boat owner, because you're right. There's just a couple of variables at play, where you're going and what you're doing. And, you know, some of the size of the fish dictates it. You know, the to follow to the letter of the law to cut, you know, bigger bluefin, it starts to get close to just not doable. You know, loins can't be separated and it's all got to be in the same bag. And, you know, the collars need to stay attached and things like that. It starts to just become not that practical when the fish, you know, reach a certain size. And the other thing is just how busy the processors are. If your day and a half trip happens to be on the Sunday of a 3-day weekend and the entire long range fleet is all returning that day and there's, you know, too many reservations, sometimes it just gets too busy. And then on the flip side of that, man, no problem at all. We're going to be down here anyways and there's only two boats going and we'd love to take your fish. And it's just it's not quite a black or white this or that answer. And some of the boats do it and do a great job. Another one just leave it to the professionals and go that, and you know, or the highest end of professional and go that route. So,
and it's, you think about it, you're harvesting what would be like a deer, right? At the size of an animal.
Yeah, totally.
And in some cases, in most cases, I would say it needs to be treated right. Go to Fisherman's Processing. Talk to the boys over there before you go out and like, hey, if I catch my limit, can I bring them in? Like,
totally.
A lot of times they'll accept a, you know, like a private boat, a private individual coming in with a couple fish. So I mean, these bluefin definitely deserve the respect.
Yeah, it's, you catch a 100-pounder, it's almost a disservice to cut it on the boat.
Right.
You know, it's what those guys do at Fisherman's and Five Star and all the processors. It's the move.
And then what you get back to is just the perfect trim, perfect back bag. It's not, you know, it's not for then you to eat, you know, to take home and then move from trash bag to Ziploc bag that then's getting freezer burn, all those things. Like, it's just the, I'm with you. It's the next step that it deserves.
And you can do it the way you want. Dude, totally. I want it in 5-pound blocks. It's done in 5-pound blocks.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty cool. But again, I think the move is just to call ahead of time. Call the boat owner and then also call the processor. And if you're going on a day and a half trip and your goal is to have it processed by a Fisherman's Processing or somebody of the like, just call and, you know, make those quick calls and line it up. All good. And I hope you have a great trip. Going back to that though, how is fish care on the Mission Bell? I mean, that's, you know, all of your background and all the boats you've been on, it just seems like going down the list, the Vagabond and the Angler and, you know, all of your spots are always those things that are so known for that. I mean, the fleet as a whole, but you've been on some real highliners when it comes to fish care. What's the process like on the Bell?
We're just repeating it.
Yeah.
You know, we got to be creative in our own way. And, you know, once we pull the fish out and whose fish we're going to cut and, okay, this can go back into the well. And what's the best way to keep the fillets in the well, you know, even though there's water, to them and bagged. And it's good.
That's great.
It's ours to, you know, spray brine and 35 degrees. And the guys are very good at cutting. And, you know, I just tell them, take your time.
That's awesome.
And, you know, we use Ziplocs when possible with the rules of, you know, how big a fillet fits. And but it's bleed, spike, gill and gut, the bigger ones. Everything's bled from a whitefish to a yellowtail.
That's so cool.
And what a difference that makes, too.
I mean,
just think about 10 years ago when a fish just hit a gunny sack and that was it. And what you guys produce now. And it makes fish that were just borderline, people would talk about, oh, this is good or this isn't good, and it just there's very little that doesn't become excellent table fare when it's taken care of that way.
Yeah, the first few trips I was the owner, Steve drove, so I was the deckhand. I wanted to see how they did it.
Totally.
And then introduce and when you're in the wheelhouse, it's hard. You're thinking of other things, and so I just mixed it up with the guys, and you know, you could, when we're cutting fish, it's the board's clean, blood. Like, who didn't bleed this one?
So you can see the difference on the table.
Huge difference.
No kidding.
Yeah,
okay.
Your board's a bloody disaster. Somebody slipped up.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. Like you say, a red rock cod. You bleed a red rock cod and you fillet it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, almost translucent.
Totally.
Yeah. Versus pink if you don't, you know what I mean? It's,
right.
You lay the veins
through it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's cool. Well, it's good to hear. And it, you know, just like you say, it's the same level. Like that's what that harvest deserves. And you know, that's how you keep it right. That's really cool. Well, hey, I appreciate the phone call very much. Also had a great text message come through. And, this one, roll right back to it, was from Steve. Steve says, hey, I'm so excited to hear about the excellent yellowtail fishing Captain Cameron has had at the Coronal Islands. I'm looking to purchase my first surface iron outfit, wondering if the captain can lend me in the right direction for a beginner surface iron angler. That's from Steve in San Diego.
Ooh. Trinx has its place, but I think for your entry level, if you have the funds, a 20A Shimano Trinidad, it's
the best surface iron reel that's ever been created.
Ever. And it's consistent. You know, you remember Newell's, it's like one cast, the spool would be smooth. The next cast, it's wobbling. But
or how about the drag system?
Yeah.
A whole nother.
90J.
Yeah.
I still fish
the best surface iron rod for 30 years is still one of the best surface iron rods.
And CalStar, you know, with Chris taking over and the products being available and coming out, and that 90J and the Trinidad is the ultimate.
Yeah. The thing that's so cool about that combo too is, you know, especially if you're a guy that rides the Mission Bell, like a surface iron rod is asked to do a lot more in 2025 than it was a long time ago. Like back in the day, that rod needed to catch a barracuda, a calico bass, and a yellowtail. And now that same outfit on Wednesday is at the Coronal Islands catching 20 pound yellows. And Friday, you might poke offshore and want to cast a surface iron and catch a 70-pound bluefin tuna on it. And that rig you mentioned is somehow still perfect for both.
It's
a 12-inch calico bass at the ribbon kelp or a 70-pound bluefin, somehow that exact rod and reel are still perfect for both of those things.
Yeah.
I love it. I think that's such a good recommendation. And easy to cast.
Yeah.
Fiberglass makes life easy. It's slow and it's spongy and it loads the lure well, but that rod's got plenty of guts to it.
And if you a factory wrap rod, it's exactly what it needs to be.
Yeah.
It's got the cork tape handle. It's got the lighter guides. It's done. You can go into see Rick and pick one up and have the ultimate rod, but it's also entry level.
The other thing that I really like, and you mentioned what, you know, some of the changes that we've got to see Chris do at CalStar is that rod's been around for probably 40 years, maybe more than that. And it was the same the entire time. Now that rod is offered in its exact same configuration that it always was, all fiberglass, but they have a 90J and then they have a 90JF, which is the F is for brand new Fuji guides, you know, so they've made the same thing with the same ring guides forever. Still a great rod, still everything, but you can now order the same classic blank with state-of-the-art guides that are a little bit lighter and make a little less friction. You just about never see rings, insert issues like that, like the old school classic with like the, you know, souped up set of tires on it. Like it's cool.
The main purpose for that is to lighten it up. I mean, is that
it's a couple things like,
or just Gucci looking
in the, it's a combination of all those. Yeah. In the old days, you know, you always favored a stainless steel guide,
right?
Perfection guides. Those were the bomb because nothing ever happened to them. And you would, you know, those light insert style guides, the generic term used, people always call them ceramic guides. Like, those things, sure, they're light, but the rings always pop out of them and they're a pain in the butt and you don't get any longevity out of them. You flash forward to today and it's like the exact opposite. We see far more, you know, the tackle store in terms of repair and things like, we see far more solders failing, you know, holding a stainless steel ring guide in than we do the insert style guides. They used to just be, held in with epoxy. Now they're like under huge amounts of pressure. The inserts are pressed into the guide frame. They're pressed and epoxied. The materials that they use are just so much higher end now that they're slicker and they're a little bit, you know, now you're using a guide that's lighter. So it, you know, it allows the rod to do what the rod is supposed to do more because it's not having to deal with the weight of the guides and they don't fail. It was a really cool move.
Like, you don't see them crack as much. Remember, you used to see them crack.
Always.
You look at the lines, the guy's line, and it start kind of fraying.
Totally.
You don't see that anymore.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's one of those things that is where the technology went, and they became so much better. You know, I mean, can something happen? Always. Something can and will happen to everything. The highest end of everything will have its problem here or there, but those things are pretty damn bulletproof and a cool way to go. Anyways, I'm with Cameron. I love that rod.
Chris at CalStar offers both then.
You can walk into the tackle store, whatever your favorite shop is, you can buy the 90J the same way that it's always been for 40 years. Or you can buy the same thing with a little higher end set of guys and a couple more bucks on the price tag.
Cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think they made the right move.
Of like, don't fix what's broken.
Exactly.
But here's the
revised edition.
Yeah.
The other thing those guys are doing that I love is, you know, they make the best. When you make the best, you get to hang whatever price tag you want on it. Chris seems like very, in the most appropriate way, concerned with also making affordable options of things that those guys like all the time are trying to tweak material and come down. Hey man, we're thinking about building something like this. What do you think? And like, it's CalStar, so nothing is ever going to make it to the rack until it's perfect. But like, they went right to work on, you know, updating, refreshing thing. Exactly. The not brokes don't fix. And if we can add something cool to the lineup, let's do that. I love it. We're just so happy with the direction things are going up there. At least on a retail side of things, we love it. It's the best thing ever. And he let John get to do what John does, go wild and make rods. And, you know, it's just everything. When they don't have something in stock, it shows up in a week. It's just, they're the best, man. We're really stoked.
A little different picture than maybe pandemic time, right? Like 5-6 years ago.
We're in a good spot. Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about John Cole from Dallas. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, guys. I'm getting excited. I'm coming back to California in September, and I'd like to take my daughter-in-law on her very first fishing trip, maybe to catch a bonita or a calico. What do you think of that?
Bring her on out, right? That's what we do. We have a lot of people that come out for the first time, and they're my favorite. They're so appreciative to anything that's happening, from when we're starting to load bait to when we start fishing. They're kind of like, you know, the first stop, they're kind of sheepish.
Yeah.
You don't want to get in the way. And by the end of it, they're right there in the mix. And, you know,
hooked. I love that. Yeah.
Totally. See you next year.
You guys certainly have the right attitude and, you know, and just it's the right spot to introduce somebody. It's a great length of trip. You know, it's long enough that you're going to get, you know, plenty of time to be fishing on the water, but you're home at night, you know, you're sleeping in your own bed. It's the right one. A great way to introduce them.
Get up early, breakfast burrito. You get the full experience.
And you guys take, on purpose, you take a lighter load. There's not a ton of people on the boat. There's an excellent ratio of crew members to people on board. And let's face it, everybody's always helping the young kid. Like, it's the most fun. It's got to be the most fun for you to get to see.
Totally. We had a guy a couple 3 days ago, single, you know, grandpa and his four grandkids.
That's right.
And they were just tearing it up. And I just told him, Grandpa, you're the man.
That's cool.
Like, and he goes, they've all caught a yellowtail. Like, this is a win.
That's cool. What a great trip.
Cool,
I love that, man. That's awesome. Well, hey, I had another fun text come through from Wayne from CCA. It says, man, so great to see another captain and owner move into this position in the fleet. My question is, Cameron, what advice would you give to others who are wanting to follow your same success? A young crew member on board that has aspirations of owning his own boat.
Work ethics one. You just be ready to do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And ask questions. You know, I was talking to one of our kids on the boat yesterday, and I said, you don't ask enough questions. You know, why do I want you to throw bait up the side instead of straight off the back?
Yeah.
You know, ask questions and take – there's going to be good advice and bad advice. You know, there's going to be crew members that have a really good skill set in something,
yeah,
and maybe not so good at another. But the most important thing is learn what to do and what not to do and what makes it work for you. And find a good home.
Yeah.
You know, find a boat. Talk to the captain. If you, whoever's the operator, if you're like-minded and you kind of, you know, he's a good guy and you mesh well, then that's where you need
that's
to be. And find the right home.
What good advice that is. And I mean, being from the complete outside looking in, though, you can just see in your mind if this young guy is clearly eager and wanting to learn those things, you're going to be more eager to want to teach it to him. You know, if somebody's just, 100%. All right, whatever, no problem. Like, even if in his mind that's what he wants to do, but he doesn't know how to vocalize that, it's like the squeaky wheel thing. Like, you know, if this guy's, hey, man, I really want to know this, you're going to be more stoked to want to get to teach him it.
And fishing's the smallest part of it. Right. You know, learning the boat and the systems and how to treat people, that's
the core of it.
That's the core.
Yeah.
Everyone eventually is going to catch some fish, for sure. There's better fishermen than other fishermen, but the guys, you know, whose boats are the nicest, run the smoothest,
yeah,
least mechanical issues, you know, that's what you want to learn.
And Brian Chiara has mentioned it many a times. We're in the entertainment business.
That's it. We are entertainment.
Right? I mean, that's kind of, and that's not a circus show. That's just treating people right and entertaining them, showing them a great time. That's the entertainment.
Like, yeah. You know, I teach that to the guys. You know, it's like, well, maybe not have a trip where we catch a bunch of fish, but at the end of the day, you know, side money's good and everyone was happy. And it's you, I go, we did it today.
Yeah.
You know, some of the best trips we've ever fish wise caught have been the worst trips, you know,
because you're too busy to give your brand of customer service,
yep,
to somebody.
Exactly.
I can see that for sure.
Oh, man. So I wouldn't have even thought about that, man. That's good.
Yeah,
time.
You know, your limits. Look what we caught. But it's like, you know, maybe this guy got missed and had a horrific trip.
Right.
You know,
but you were too busy to recognize that he wasn't vibing the way that he should have been.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the recognition of that is the key.
Yeah,
and you've got
that's
it.
Why you guys do it so good.
Yeah, and Cameron, we're stoked to have you in studio. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk a Cup, not only on the Let's Talk a Cup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, but on 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Haidaway Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haidaway Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haidaway Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable adventure that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out Dana Landing.com for more details.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, so stoked to have Cameron in here. He's just a good all around guy, fishy, and dude, lines are full at all shows, right?
Man. I mean, exactly.
But if you want to try to join us, 833-288-0973, or dude, the list of texts are endless.
Yes.
So, but you can send one through the app, and stoked that you do.
And we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup and a lot of time for your phone calls and texts. And speaking of phone calls, we're going to jump right back in. We got our buddy Arnie calling this morning. Good morning, Arnie.
Arnie.
Hey, good morning, Rookie, Corey, and Cameron. Good
morning, Arnie.
Well, good morning, guys. I just wanted to talk about the San Diego Rod and Reel trip we're doing next month. It's the Big Fish, and we're doing it on the Bell. And just want to get the word out there. I still have spots to fill on the boat. Trip one's $291.50, and this has traditionally been a trip that we used to do on private boats, but this year, with the club doesn't have as many private boats anymore, we decided to switch over to this, and we offered this to, we wanted to do this with Cameron. And I do appreciate you guys, you taking this on, Cameron.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, this has been like a 38-year tradition here. So it's like, you know, the price is $291.50. Instead of cash prices, we're doing a rod and reel for first, second, and a rod for second, and a jig bag with a first of jigs for third. And I just want everybody to come out and invite everybody to come on. This is one of the tricks the club does. It's open to everybody.
So it's a tournament, and the tournament is happening on board the Bell. Like you know, so everybody that's on the boat that day is going to be into the tournament, and you know, sounds like instead of a jackpot, you're going to be winning some pretty serious fishing tackle prizes.
Yes, sir.
How cool!
It's, the trip is on the August 23rd, and if you want to get on the trip, give me a call or text me, okay? My number is 619-987-8127, all right? And we welcome everybody. So come on board. Let's go out and have some fun. I think in about a month, the way things are sounding offshore, we get a little bit of warm water push. We might be fishing really good offshore here.
No doubt about it, man. Well, certainly some great fishing and a very fun opportunity, something a little different to be able to fish in the Big Fish tournament on board the Bell. Going to be a lot of fun. Arnie, appreciate it very much. Again, August 23rd, it's a full-day trip. And if somebody wants you, one more time, why don't you shoot us your phone number?
Yeah, one more time, it's 619-987-8127, and would love to see you guys all come out.
Thanks, Arnie. Best of luck. Hope the trip gets full and you guys catch a bunch of fish. We'll have to look forward to hearing the report from Cameron when you guys get back.
You betcha.
All right, Artie. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Appreciate it very much.
What a cool way for somebody to come join the group and just enjoy your service and fish on the bell, man. Mission Bell.
Cool tournament.
Right?
Yeah. Speaking of which, good fishing going on right now. Let's find out what's going on. Time for the catch report, Corey.
I know. We've got Brian Woolley and from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. It's brought to us by Gamakatsu. And if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing the bites. Their 720 heavy-duty assist hook is the one for nighttime jigging. And for bait fishing, nothing beats the Nautilus circle hooks. They come in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-aught. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. You can see your local dealer or just check Gamakatsu.com. And Mr. Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf, good morning.
What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, good morning. What's up, Cam? Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Woolley.
Man, it was a weird week. We started the week and it felt like it was summer. We had 70 degree water. And then by the end of the week, it felt like we were fishing in November. It was just, you know, the water temps just plummeted. The calico bass fishing for the half day guys was great at the beginning of the week. Like I said, that 71 degree water, that stuff was up and on the live baits. You know, we had larger sardine for our live baits. Still those bass were trying to, you know, eat that stuff. The guys that fish the smaller profile rubber lures definitely caught more fish. I'm talking like smaller swim baits, fluke baits, that kind of stuff. Things that look small like an anchovy fished well at the beginning of the week for those guys. Sheephead for the guys on the sinkers, whitefish, a few halibut still in the mix for those half-day guys. And as the week went on and that water dropped, I mean, it was a 10-degree hit almost overnight. Wednesday night, that wind blew, and by Thursday morning, we left the harbor and 59.9 was the water temp.
Crazy.
When we left the harbor. So things got a little tight as the week went on. So the three-quarter day guys did fish some bass for a little bit, and then, you know, they folded in a little bit of sculpin fishing, whitefish, shallow water rockfish, just kind of out of necessity, you know, to catch something. But as the week kind of progressed, the water did kick up a little bit yesterday. The warmest we saw was 65.5. So, you know, if we can steer clear of some of this wind, you know, that water temp will creep back up. Over at Catalina, the new San Mateo had some good calico bass fishing and some mixed size yellowtail on a couple of their trips, the all day trips this week. That yellowtail was like 5 to maybe 15 pounds and some bonito and barracuda along with that yellowtail at that island. Then over at Clemente, the Fury, he did miss a couple days this week with that wind. So he was at the dock, but the days that he was over there, he still had a good little go around with some of that mixed grade yellow there. That stuff was like 10 to 25 pounds. Some decent calico bass fishing in the kelp there. And then guys fishing the sinkers, you know, plenty of whitefish, sheephead, some rockfish and stuff like that along the edge of the kelp there. And they're back over there this morning. I haven't heard from Marcus yet, so I'm not sure what they have going on today, but they did have a couple of yellowtail there yesterday as well. And then finally, the Lexi and the Current six-pack boats there, you know, they're stretching it out. They both had a couple bluefin in their counts over the last couple of days. The Current had a nice 220-pound bluefin yesterday and some calico bass in their fish count on the same trip, so you can let your brain kind of do some thinking there.
No doubt.
They were fishing, right? So they were up behind an island someplace and you know, went back inside there. So, you know, stuff's just moving around. Things were a little mixed up this week, but you know, it is what it is when you're fishing the coast for most of your day. So we'll keep tabs on it this week. We've got some nice sardine for bait and we'll see how it goes. So if you want to hop on a trip with us this week, our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danaworth.com.
Awesome,
great.
Man. Yeah. Good fishing, Woolley.
And rebounding of the water temp, man. It's all good. It's climbing up.
Did you get
that
shirt, Woolley?
Little changes and a couple little minor things, and, you know, we'll be back to where it should be. But, man, I'm telling you, 59.9 in August, or excuse me, in July was just a little hard to see that. But,
that's,
you know,
hard,
it is what it is.
That's so, a hard one to swallow.
Did you get the shirt, Woolley?
Yeah. I did. Thank you very much.
We had Baby Woolley on the boat the other day.
Hey, rad. Yeah. Oh, right on.
A couple of crew guys went down and fished, so it was a good time. Yeah, thanks for having them.
No, you have good kids.
That's awesome.
Thank you, man. Yeah, good stuff. Appreciate it.
Well, Woolley, certainly sounds like good fishing, rebounding conditions, and some good fish counts, man. We'll take all that. What's the best way to come find you if we want to book a trip to go out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing?
Cool. Again, call the office, 949-496-5794. They can book you right there or at danawharf.com. Easy for the computer savvy people that want to do it without having to talk to a person.
Awesome. Well, good info, man. Appreciate that very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a great week.
Thanks, Woolley.
We have Gundy standing by, but we're getting close to that top of the hour. So, Gundy, we're going to ask you to hang just a quick sec for us while we continue to roll. But I had Corey, you said you got a fun text
I've
going
got
through?
A perfect, yeah. Perfect text. Good morning, Rick, Corey, and Captain Cameron. I'll be on Reggie's Mission Bell Mafia on August 9th. See you soon. My question is about seeing some bluefin coronados showing up in the fish counts. What are they caught on? How are you seeing them, and what's the setup?
Yeah, how to be best prepared if that presents itself when you're on your full-day trip.
It's like yellowtail when you're there. You know, they were boiling up. We only had one surface iron guy on the boat yesterday. He hooked one, and then the rest was the fly line baits. Okay. You know,
they're showing themselves. I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Bait fishing on the anchor, man.
It's funny. You always get that because, you know, the pins obviously are there, and it's like, are these escaping? Yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
What's the right line size to be fishing if you're going to take advantage of, I mean, whether it be yellowtail or bluefin or anything in the mix? Like what?
25 or 30 pound, okay, seems to be, you know, and I've just been telling people it's an assortment of hooks.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting bait every day.
Yeah.
Some days it's anchovy. Some days it's, you know, small cracker size sardine. And some days it's big giant, you know, yeah, huge 12 inchers. Number fours to two of.
Yeah, just have a little mix.
Yeah. Once we get it on the boat, we'll let you know.
That doesn't mean you have to have a huge quantity of everything, but have a few bags of a few sizes of hooks and be prepared for a little bit of everything.
I just have a feeling if a guy came on the boat, didn't have the right size hook, appropriate. I'm sure Cameron's.
Oh, yeah. Missouri sent us a giant thing of fluorocarbon. So every rent rod's fluorocarbon dial.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Because I want everyone to catch it.
Yeah,
totally. Right. You know? So we're going to make sure everyone's rigged up to
exactly.
The fullest.
That benefits you guys the best. And where do you fall on a guy fishing a short top shot, a little bit longer one? Do you like mono? Like, you know, you've got to see it from all sides.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good stuff. And by the way, that text came from Tyler in Tennessee. So thank you very much.
All right, Tyler.
Right? Hey, we got a full another hour ahead of us with Cameron from the Mission Bell. When we return, not only on the Let's Talk at the Bath YouTube and Facebook Live, but on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back. Anyone that's been to the Eastgate knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the Eastgate. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the Eastgate available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the Eastgate, be sure to stop by Smokies Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo, to giant yellowfin tuna, Our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.